Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The wreckage of a missing FB-35B stealth fighter jet has been found in South Carolina. Military and civilian agencies had been searching for the jet around two lakes near Charleston, but located at a debris field some 2 hours northeast of the city in rural Williamsburg County. The pilot ejected from the cockpit and parachuted to safety in a North Charleston neighborhood over the weekend. The investigation as to the cause remains under investigation. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna says he hopes the Office of Progressive District Attorney George Gascon will prosecute the man suspected in the ambush killing of one of his deputies over the weekend to the fullest extent of the law.
Ryan's family will never see him again.
Luna identified the suspect in the death of Ryan Kluckenbrumer, a 30-year-old field training officer, as Kevin Salazar, who was taken into custody yesterday morning after barricading himself in a home for several hours. Kluckenbrumer was shot Saturday just outside the Palmdale Sheriff Station. That's about an hour's drive northeast of downtown Los Angeles. The case will be reviewed by the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office, which will decide what charges, if any, will be filed against the 29-year-old Salazar. UAW President Sean Fain announced a new strike date for the Big Three automakers. Fain gave the automakers a stern ultimatum in a recorded message on Facebook. The new deadline will be Friday at noon. If Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis do not make substantial progress towards a fair agreement, the UAW said they will call on more members to join the stand-up strike. Across the border in Canada, Unifor, representing Ford auto workers, said that if its wage and pension demands were not met, all Ford Unifor workers will walk off the job. USA News.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Here's a stat you may have not seen coming. Impulse buys are on the rise, especially among heavy users of social media.
According to Ted Rossman, who's a senior industry analyst at Bankrate, millennials lead the pack in these spontaneous purchases, averaging just over $1,000 annually.
It can really add up. We found that over the past year, about 4 out of 10 social media users made an impulse buy of something that they saw on social media. And unfortunately, 57% of them regretted at least one of the purchases.
The research indicates that as age increases, the inclination to make impulsive buys driven by social media decreases. A staggering $71 billion was devoted to impulsive purchases in the last year. I'm John Schaefer.
After a baby was killed by the drug fentanyl in a New York City daycare center, Mayor Eric Adams is ready to come down hard on anything fentanyl.
Adams noted fentanyl is not marijuana sitting on your tabletop, but it's a very dangerous drug that even a small amount can kill an adult.
There needs to be a full national assault on this drug entering our city.
He added that you can't be a parent and not be angry that one child was killed and three others were rushed to the hospital from the drug exposure. Meantime, two suspects have been charged with murder and another person is being sought by police.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Dr. George Barna is with us. We're going to talk about his new book, long time coming, been waiting for this, Raising Spiritual Champions, Nurturing Your Child's Heart, Mind, and Soul. Well, Dr. George, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Always good to be with you, Bill.
What a fun project for you, huh? I mean, you got a lot involved in this book.
Yeah, I mean, we did seven original research projects as the basis for the discussion in the book. And each of the seven could have justified a book on its own. But it's a really interesting project. And I'm hoping that the factual clarity that comes through from all the research will motivate and encourage a lot of parents to maybe rethink some of what they've been doing, some of what they're planning on doing. And that ultimately this will help us to disciple children better.
Especially in light of today's culture, George. I mean, wow. I mean, this is so insightful. And I think this is going to be an excellent roadmap, you know, for parents, you know, especially for those that are going, what do I do? I mean, because that's what I'm hearing now is that, you know, some people, are, you know, some parents are getting worn out, George. They don't know what to do.
Well, and, you know, we've tried all kinds of different strategies for being effective parents, and generally it hasn't worked very well. And so we were able to identify a number of parents who have been effective at that process of raising spiritual champions. And we studied what they've been doing. We studied how they think. And it really fits with so much of the other research that we've been doing about what's going on in our culture, what's going on within the church. So, yeah, I like the idea of what you said that, you know, this is kind of a roadmap that should be able to help parents to redirect their steps and hopefully change some of the current thinking.
Well, you know, and the thing is, it's long been said, if you want to be successful, follow the lead of others who have been successful. And your book reminds us that, hey, there are people out there, not everybody's messing this thing up. That there are, you know, people that are getting this done, and probably more than we realize. So this kind of coalesces all these practices, you know, from, you know, around around the country, maybe even around the world, who have participated and added, you know, to the shared intelligence here to say, hey, look at, you know, yeah, we're flawed human beings. Nobody's perfect here, but you know, this is what's working for our family, right?
Yeah, and one of the great things I love about research is that there's so much wisdom and so many good practices out there in the marketplace already. Mm-hmm. We have the ability through the research to shine a spotlight on those things that make sense. So essentially what the book is saying is, you know what, we don't need the latest and the greatest, the newest, the biggest, the best. We don't need to reinvent the wheel. God already invented it.
Exactly.
And he described in his word for us how we should go about the practice of raising children to know and love and serve him. And so, who knew? God was right, at a conference.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's all we're doing is going back to a lot of the basics God had already ordained for us. And we're saying, oh, my gosh, when you scour the marketplace, you try to figure out what's working. Golly, look at this. It's the stuff that God said would work.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, we're finding it does.
Now we lose sight of, you're exactly right, we've talked about this before, we talked about the return to first principles. It's like, you get CEOs that come in and they've got to take over a company, and what they do is they study the model of the company and how it is developed and when they were doing great and when they started doing less than great. And they go back and review those first principles so they get people back on track. And, this is a constant recurring theme. And it is like one of those, like the old commercial, like, oh, I could have had a V8, right? And, and this is where we are. We hit ourselves then and go, yeah, as my kids used to say when they were so young and wise at 3 and 4, and they would tell their mom and dad, why don't you just do what the Bible says, right?
And, the whole thing about corporations, having consulted with a lot of major ones, it always blows my mind when I watch that process, because each incoming CEO has this mindset, I've got to leave my mark. I'm going to leave my imprint on the corporation. And parents, oddly enough, tend to have the same idea. It's like, I want my child to grow up in my image. I want them to embrace my lifestyle, my thoughts, my values, my beliefs. When in point of fact, what God says is, actually, they're not even your children, they're mine.
Right.
And I'm just giving them to you for a period of time to try to raise them up and to, leave my image in their mind, in their heart, in their soul. They were made in my image. Never forget that. And so make sure that you're imparting my beliefs and my ways, because that's what's going to work and that's what's going to lead them to holiness.
Well, Georgia, when we raise our children, in a sense, God is putting us through this process, and we're being raised at the same time. We think, okay, we're the authority and we're in charge here, but it's God's plan and purpose, His infrastructure, His system, that when that system is honored, then it goes well, for us as parents and for the children especially, right?
Yeah, this is a situation where it's possible for everyone to win. And so when parents have children, it really rocks our world. The questions the kids ask, the things they do, the stuff they want, the ideas they come up with. So it causes us to have to rethink a lot. And there are a lot of times when parents realize, I've got to articulate my worldview in a way that I've never had to do before. I'm going through that with my grandkids right now.
Yeah, isn't that fun?
it's the best.
Yeah.
But it's also challenging. I'm always shocked that I can't believe I don't know how to communicate these basic biblical truths to a 5-year-old or to a 7-year-old. I've got to rethink it and bring the cookies down to the bottom shelf.
Exactly.
Say, oh, yeah, I get it, Grandpa. Okay, that makes sense. I can do that. I want to do that. But it's a win-win, because not only are my grandkids, or in the case of parents, their kids, learning those things, but we're having to go back and challenge ourselves to rethink, what is my worldview? Why do I believe that? How do I model that? Am I modeling that? What could I do to better model that? And it makes us a better person at the same time that we're trying to make our kids into better people.
How cool is that?
Oh, it's great.
Only
God would come up with this, right? Because we're so arrogant and narcissistic that we're always thinking about ourselves. How do I put myself on a higher pedestal?
Right.
And God's like, let me cut you down a few stories here. And, let's get back to basics. Don't forget who made you, why you've been made, what your calling is. And it always goes back to let me know, love, and serve God with all my heart, mind, strength, and soul. It's not about me. It's about Him.
Yeah, it's about our eternal purpose of service, whether we're servicing you know, a service to God or a service to those that are brought into our orbit, like, you know, our grandkids and especially, you know, some that are more provocative than others, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and we have that with our grandkids. I mean, there's one of them that really, you know, pushes that button all day long.
Well, there it is. Got to go to a quick break. More from Dr. George after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Nice. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We're talking with Dr. George Barney's new book, Raising Spiritual Champions, right? That's what we want to do, nurturing your child's heart, mind, and soul. Believe it or not, a lot of people are doing this. They're very successful. And, you know, and they're following the principles of the Bible. And the thing is so cool about the research that Dr. George has done for us here is that it reinforces said information that we've known or should have known. Some of it, you know, you might be a bit embarrassed and say, I know better. What was I doing? Well, we get it. Sometimes, you know, we think we know better. But we got to keep in mind what the goal is here. And I like that you put the goal into the title of the book, and that is that we want to raise spiritual champions, George.
Well, and that's important for us to keep in mind, because what we found in the research with parents across the country, the big picture, is that most parents are kind of focused on survival. You know, I got to maintain my job. I got to pay the bills. I got to make sure my kids are safe and healthy. I got to do this. Mm-hmm. I got to do that. But we're not so much thinking about the spiritual development of our children. And the consequence of that, we discovered, is that very, very few parents, we're talking single digits percentage-wise, have a plan for how they're going to raise their children to be disciples of Jesus. Now, part of the reason for that is that we discovered that most parents have not established that as a core goal for their life as a parent. They're just trying to get through the process. They're trying to make sure the kid lives to the age of 18. And then, you know, they can release him into the world. It's like, did the best I could. You know, don't blame me. And, you know, you don't like it. It's probably the schools. It's probably the government. It's probably the but don't blame me. I did the best I could. And that's not what raises a spiritual champion. So the whole exercise in this book was to go back and say, look, very early in the scriptures, God makes it really clear, as early as Deuteronomy 6, that a person, an adult's primary responsibility in life is to raise their children to be everything that God gave them life to become.
Exactly.
And we need to shape that. We need to be engaged with and involved in that. We need to sometimes raise conflict with our children in order to facilitate that. But one of the lessons that I've learned over, you know, more than 40 years of research on leadership and with leaders is that leaders really only do a few things. When you're a parent, you're the leader of your child. So you got to be thinking and behaving like a leader. And one of the things that all great leaders do is they establish conflict with the people that they're leading. But they do that in order to be able to resolve it through the vision that they have for the company they're leading, for the child they're growing, the family they're raising, whatever it may be. So, yes, conflict is part of being a parent. Don't run from it. Don't think that you failed when it happens. Lean into it and recognize, right, I can use this as a tool to help grow my child, because my child now, I've got their attention. And they're waiting for me to make the next move. Make sure that next move is a good one. And that comes from having a plan of what am I trying to accomplish? What is my strategy for doing that? How committed am I over the long term to succeeding? Not so much as an employee, not as a homeowner, not as a neighbor, as a parent. That first and foremost is what God is expecting of me.
You see, and that for some people can be counterintuitive, because they go, look, I just want peace in the house. I don't want conflict. But conflict is what gets you connection, and that's what deepens the relationship, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's going to take some thinking and some prayer and some study, particularly Bible study, on the part of parents about how do I handle conflict? You know, because most parents we found have a tendency to retreat from it. It's that fight or flight. They don't want to fight. They want to fly.
Right.
They want to get away from it. And all that does is that empowers the child to do what they were already doing, which caused the conflict in the first place. And so we know it's probably not the right thing for the child to be doing, but you've got to confront it. You can't shrink away from it. Be the adult in this situation. Stand up. take a stand, take a biblical stand, and help the child to embrace that stand. Break it down for them. Help them to understand why that's right, where it is in the scriptures, what the implications are of getting it wrong, what the implications are of getting it right, and most importantly, perhaps, model it for the child. Because
exactly.
One of the things that we also learned through all this research is that as you're raising a child, worldview is one of the most critical things that you could possibly shape in your child's life. But you've got to be intentional about it, you've got to have a strategy for it, and you've got to show them what it looks like. Parents in America today, we discovered, aren't trusted by their children because as the parents are shaping the worldview of the child, they're saying one thing, but they're doing another.
Exactly.
And the child who's trying to make sense of it all says, oh, look at that. My parents are as confused as I am. I guess they don't have the answers. I'm going to look elsewhere. And that's why arts and entertainment has such dramatic influence on kids. It's because in the course of a 20-minute video, 1.5-hour movie, a 3-minute song, whatever it is, that piece of entertainment conveys a consistent worldview. It may not be right, but to the child, it seems right.
Exactly.
Consistent.
You know, George, for some parents in reading your book, because their kids, they may have missed the early opportunity, to start early with it. And this book might create some conflict. And that's a good thing, and this may be your first movement to embracing conflict. And the first bit of conflict is between you and God. And God is a forgiving God. And we want to encourage parents that, look, this is a plan that you can pick up. And no matter where your child is at any point, that you can impart, what God is teaching you, even though maybe you might be a little bit behind the curve here, but it's okay. Trust God. He's faithful. And he'll help you through this. And, maybe the first part of this is, like anything, is just admitting, I've messed up. I've really messed up. I am sorry. Help me to get back on track to where I can I can come alongside you and what you've purposed, for my child so that I, too, can raise a spiritual champion, right?
Yeah, it's true. And keep in mind, it's never too late. Now, worldview is almost fully formed by the age of 13. But we also found in the research that there are 4 different phases of worldview development. And the reality is God never wants us to be stuck in an unbiblical worldview. And so he brings crises into our life, where there's a crisis and conflict. And so he's trying to capture our attention, capture our heart, shake us free from that thing that we've been entombed in, and kind of stage shift, if you will. So maybe we didn't get worldview right in the first stage when it developed. But it's always possible to revise that worldview. It's harder after the first 13 years.
Right.
But once you understand how you've gotten it wrong, you've gotten off track, and you identify how to get back on track, and you're committed to that, can it be done? Absolutely. It happens every day with people all around the world. So never give up hope. Always recognize that God is a God of hope. God is a God of power. God is a God of possibilities. And so we're never stuck in, the unfortunate mode that we may have fallen into early on. It can always be changed through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Raising spiritual champions, nurturing your child's heart, mind, and soul, a must-read for you. I highly recommend Dr. George Barna's book. George, how can they pick up your book?
Well, it's available on Amazon.com, and they can get it either as a paperback or as a digital book. So those would be the places to get it.
Dr. George Barna is Director of Research and co-founder of the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University. Dr. George, it's always a pleasure. Thank you, sir. Take care.
Exergen is the smart choice when selecting a thermometer. As children return to school, keeping them healthy is important. Got a fever? Stay home. To detect fever accurately at home, you need a fast, non-invasive, and clinically accurate thermometer. Exergen provides all of that and is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Accuracy matters. Be smart and safe. Measure temperature accurately with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. The wreckage of a missing FB-35B stealth fighter jet has been found in South Carolina. Military and civilian agencies have been searching for the jet around two lakes near Charleston, but located a debris field some 2 hours northeast of the city in rural Williamsburg County. The pilot ejected from the cockpit and parachuted to safety in a North Charleston neighborhood over the weekend. The investigation as to the cause remains under investigation. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna says he hopes the Office of Progressive District Attorney George Gascon will prosecute the man suspected in the ambush killing of one of his deputies over the weekend to the fullest extent of the law.
Ryan's family will never see him again.
Kevin Salazar, who was taken into custody yesterday morning after barricading himself in a home for several hours. Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. It's time for Jeff Camp, my good friend and the former NFL QB and ministry leader. Hey, Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. Well, thanks. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. This idea inspired me last night. I was thinking about this and thinking about you. You know, when you get to that point in life when God is all you've got, you know, whatever the circumstance. Could be a marriage, it could be a life and death issue, a health issue, but it comes down to that. When you, it's just you and God. You know, the Apostle Paul, you know, commended us. You know, he said, having done all to stand, you just keep on standing, right? He knew from which he spoke as he, you know, experienced during his ministry. And there were many times God was all he had. And there's something about being at that crossroads. And that place when God is all you've got, there is no way after that appointed time that comes into life that you could possibly be the same, Jeff Kemp.
Oh, that is so true. I mean, God says, I will never leave or forsake you. He says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And Jesus said, if you seek me and my kingdom, then I can add what you need. But what we really need is him alone. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, boy, life is tough. It's a fallen world. Following Jesus certainly isn't a guarantee of a life of ease and comfort. If you take a look at how he faced tribulation and how his disciples faced persecution and tribulation and horrific mm-hmm. deaths. And yet, he said, I've overcome the world, and I give you peace that surpasses understanding, which, Bill, your point is Jesus himself, God's presence himself, that is the peace. Mm. That is the peace. There are stories of martyrs who, while they were being burned at the stake or crucified, tortured, had a joy on their face because in some way they were so tapped into God, he was overcoming the physical. I know that sounds rough for the person who just found out their spouse is divorcing them or their kid just went to jail with a drug addiction or something, or a cancer diagnosis, or maybe a whole array of things are going wrong. But those are all invitations to find your eternal life, which contrasts with this temporary life. So that's I guess, what you're just saying when you said, when you have nothing else, you have eternity because you have God if you receive Jesus.
Exactly. I mean, because this side of heaven is but a vapor, you know, is what the wisest man in the book of Ecclesiastes reminded us and throughout the book of Proverbs. It goes so quick. But when you are here in the now and you're living, you know, sometimes maybe our expectation is a little high. Maybe we think that, you know, there shouldn't be suffering, even though Jesus said, look it. You know, if you're my disciple, you're going to suffer as I did. You know, pick up your cross. Well, you know, all that sounds good until it's your turn to pick up the cross. And as you mentioned earlier, when it's just you and God, and you feel you're in that dark space, you're in that lonely space. You know, and what brought this to mind a little bit is I was watching, you know, another documentary on Mother Teresa, and people were really shocked to realize that Mother Teresa, of all, I mean, that she felt like, you know, she was maybe abandoned by God. She was in this conflict. But, you know, this is something that I find to be consistent with people of faith that are used mightily by God, is they're used in such a way, and they're so emptied out, that they come into these dark spaces and moments of conflict. And you could say, well, that's the devil, you know, tempting them, you know, whatever it is. God only knows for sure what that is. But that seems to be, you know, kind of a consistent theme with people who follow Jesus and pick up their cross, well, is that they'll come to that moment that is the end of themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think if you don't come to the end of yourself on your own, which is like lay down your life so you can have eternal life. Don't grasp this earthly life so you can have eternal life. Circumstances and even God's love will be orchestrated in such a way to force you to let go of things you're holding on to more than him and find him. Now, you know, Mother Teresa isn't the only example. I have a real life example. My best friend in California when I lived out there, was Chuck Obrensky, my neighbor, and he was a business guy that taught the Bible to us guys on the Rams, and we became closest friends. And when Chuck got cancer in his mid-40s, it was not melanoma, but it was myeloma spread throughout his body. He had maybe a year to live. He lived for a year and a half with the most amazing, vibrant joy. Because he said, this is an even better opportunity to show people why I love God. I love God not for a couple temporary earthly benefits. I love him because he forgave me. He adopted me as his son. He's bringing me to eternal paradise. I'm going to live forever. I've got a mission to help others find him. And I'm going to use cancer as a positive. So really, all Chuck had at that point was God. He wasn't going to have, you know, more days on this earth. He couldn't be with his family. The money he'd earned, you know, he'd pass on to his wife and kids. But, oh my gosh, his last week of life, I told this story before, he's sitting in front of his church, which they made him preach at this church. Mm-hmm. And he had an oxygen tank in, with a tube up his nose, a morphine drip coming from an IV into his arm, and then the Bible in front of him. And he was sitting there with about, I don't know, 70 less pounds than he used to have and no more hair. He had a big smile on his face, and he started his sermon by saying, okay, I got oxygen, morphine, and the almighty word of God. This could go all day. Get ready.
Well, oh, my God.
Yeah. All that Chuck had was Jesus and eternity. And you know what? He had so much of him so much of God that he had more joy than the rest of us who have pretty good circumstances sometimes. So there's a real life example.
Wow.
And I urge us all, when we hit the trials, ask, what is God gently pulling out of our hands so we don't hold it ahead of him?
Mm-hmm.
And when we do hit the absolute dark days and valley of the shadow of death, that's the time where you realize, I've got God, I've got eternity, I've got forgiveness, I've got Jesus. Mm-hmm. I got to tap into that. And let's not wait till we hit the dark days. Let's do it today, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because by comparison, you hear Chuck's story or Mother Teresa or Helen Keller, the many other, you know, God-glorifying stories like this, and whatever problem you have is a hangnail by comparison, Jeff. And I guess, you know, I guess this is why God brought this to my attention, is that, you know, sometimes in this, especially in this consumeristic world that you often talk about, we're so much about consuming and not imparting. And it is an upside down world, and we need to draw caution and, you know, and draw near to God and hold these things into perspective, because no matter how severe they may be, the one thing that I find consistent, Jeff, is they always pass, don't they? They're never here. They're never here for eternity. The only thing that's for eternity is who you choose to be with. That's waiting for you on the other side, and that's a decision that you must make this side of heaven.
You get your will if you want to.
We've got a minute left, Jeff. I'm going to let you summarize and bring us home, buddy. Go ahead.
Well, if you want to be with God, you get to be with God. If you don't want his influence in your life, you won't have it. And that separation from him is unmanageable. It's described as hell. But this show is about hope. And I want to remind people that Jesus is your hope. Tap into the Lord. He is your Father. Accept Jesus and you'll be adopted. And if you're facing depression or other things, don't beat yourself up. Go get help. But turn to the Lord.
Yeah.
And I want to encourage people to do friendship. So go to menhuddle.com or jeffkempteam.com and get the Level 5 Friendship Playbook. It'll help you.
You can't do this by yourself. You really
nope.
can't. And this is why God said, you know, we must have a horizontal and vertical relationship. The horizontal is with one another, and the vertical is with him only. Jeff Kemp, thank you, buddy. Take care. God bless.
Thanks, Bill.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez, and she is Samantha Mao. Yes, the Good News Girl. And we're going to talk about these viral videos, starting off with this first one from our home state of Florida. This young 12-year-old saves a drowning man using CPR learned, you know, from the television series Stranger Things. Wow, Sam, what a story to start off with. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Looking forward to hearing the latest viral videos that have taken off. And this is a great one to start things off. This 12-year-old, you know, who says there isn't some benefit from watching TV? It's probably, you know, we're not talking about the amount here. We're just saying that there are some good things that you can take away. In this particular case, this 12-year-old took something away that actually saved a drowning man.
That's right. So Austin McMillan, he's down in Florida, and he actually has, he was hanging out with his instructor. It's actually his behavioral therapist, a guy named Jason Paquette. And Jason decided to do something kind of risky, and he decided to see how long he could hold his breath. He said he got to 30 seconds, and he actually passed out. But, of course, you know, Austin's sitting there like, okay, I guess he's doing really well, and he's holding his breath. And then it was honestly, he said it was 5 or 6 minutes when he realized something's wrong. And he remembered CPR from watching the show Stranger Things, which is a strange thing in itself. And he pulled out his teacher, and he does CPR like he saw on the show. And a few minutes later, he comes back, and I'm just amazed that his teacher was able to be, you know, to go that long without
having any kind of
air.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, you guys have heard them smiling next to each other. This is just a crazy thing.
I know, it really is. I mean, 5-6 minutes, and here's the kid at least having enough instinct going, because the teacher set him up, said, hey, I'm going to try this, you know, I'm going to see how long I can hold my breath. Even this young 12-year-old figured, you know, 5-6 minutes, you know, you're like stretching it here a little bit too far, right?
Yeah, he's like, wow, this guy's doing amazing. And then it's like, wait a minute, this is actually a dangerous situation. And, you know, just at any point, if he just hadn't happened to see that episode or if he hadn't responded, you know, who knew how much longer Jason Paquette had. And it's just amazing that Austin took the action, and it was all caught on video.
I know.
So,
what a great story.
You have a stomach for it.
I love it. Well, this next one, you've got a dog. He's missing for 3 weeks, and they find him at the Atlanta airport. What, do you have a one-way ticket to Buffalo or something? Well, what's the deal here?
That's right. So I remember seeing this in the news about 3 weeks ago. Paula Rodriguez, she has a dog named Maya, and she lost it when she lost her dog whenever they were actually like in transit. They were just stopping at Atlanta's airport, and the dog got loose from the kennel. And Delta, you know, contacts her and is like, I'm sorry, we lost your dog. It's like, I remember thinking at first, what do you mean you lost the dog? Where did you put it? Like,
yeah.
But the dog ran out of the kennel. And anybody who's ever been to Atlanta's airport, that place is huge. It's spread out. And, you know, you just assume you're never going to see that dog again. You know, it'd just be dangerous and scary, and you know, you never know who's going to grab it. But she decided, you know, I'm going to go to Facebook, I'm going to try to find somebody. And she ends up finding a lady named Robin Allgood, who you know, she's just a dedicated person who wants to reunite pets. And so she starts to, like, this lady starts distributing flyers around the airport, and somebody sees the dog, and through the help of that person, they're able to find that dog after 3 weeks and reunite him with his owner.
So what, the dog just running around? He's just running around willy-nilly at the airport? Nobody picked him up?
Apparently. I have to.
Wow.
I'm like, I want to know what you were doing for 3 weeks. How did you survive? I'm guessing this dog got, you know, little treats and ran off.
Well, probably airport food, you know, the discards, I guess, or something. Yeah, I don't know.
That's right. That dog had the adventure of her life.
I was going to say, what an adventure. This next story is about 40 people, wow, they lift a bus to free a man that's trapped under a wheel. So that's how many people it takes in order to lift a bus, okay? So you can write this down, and the next time you have a little trivia game, just ask them, say, how many people do you think it'll take to lift a bus, right? Well, now you know
that's
at least 40, right?
That's right. This is actually in Berlin. An 18-year-old, he actually got pinned underneath the tire of the bus's rear axle when he was just trying to catch a departing bus. And, you know, before he knew it, this bus was on top of him. And, you know, thankfully the driver stopped really quick and everybody around there jumped into action. You know, but you kind of think how many angels had to be that close at the same time. And it was a bunch of random volunteers. And one person sees another, and they just, you know, for example, a guy named Frank Kersey, which was one of the volunteers, he said that he saw a bunch of people in the chaotic scene, and he's just like, I knew I had to go help too. And then there was a, you know, a local hospital, and some nurses saw from the window what was going on. They grabbed their doctor's bag and go help. And this guy ends up having the bus lifted off of him and being treated by medical professionals all within just a few minutes. And it was so quick, he didn't even realize what's going on. He escaped with just a couple of minor bruises and scrapes. It's amazing.
So he's running to catch a bus, and somehow he gets caught and he gets trapped under the... I mean, that's kind of like a rather freak accident, right?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
I can't even
absolutely imagine.
I can't imagine how this would happen.
Oh, I know. I'm like, I wish there was a video of this to see what exactly happened. But I guess be careful when you're running to catch the bus, because you never know what's going on. But it was just the rear axle, and
caught him and took him under the wheel. Unbelievable. Wow.
That's right.
What a story. This next story is about a third grader who uses his birthday money to help a special ed class, huh?
That's right. So it's actually Libby Barnett. She's in third grade. She just turned 8, and she goes to Prattville Elementary School. And for her birthday, she actually was given a nice little sum of $550.
Ooh.
And instead of going to go shopping with it for herself, she decides that she's going to spend it on her school's special education class. She bought toys and bean bags and cleaning supplies and a new rug. And she ends up having her class and the special education class play together. So I'm sure it's a gift they'll all remember for many years. And when her parents were talking about it, it actually turns out she's been giving away her money for her birthday since she was 5 years old. So
this is part of the tradition, huh?
This is. I wonder what kind of person she's going to be. You know, what kind of adult is she going to be?
She's going to be a gazillionaire. She's going to be handing money out for the rest of her life. You know, she just
That's right. Do
that. Yeah, her poor husband, he's not going to know what to do. Honey, yeah, but, you know, well, it's just money. Don't worry about it. Just keep working.
That's right. You just let let me go bless people, and we'll just keep on making it and giving it away.
That's right. It's like her husband's going, oh, my God, her birthday's coming up. Oh, you know, what can I do? choke off the funds, you know, grab her credit cards, do whatever, you know, kind of deal. But, wow, what a sweet story. And the fact that she even brought, you know, took it a step further and brought both classes together. Because how many kids especially, when you're talking about special education, you know, the kids in special ed classes are looked down.
You know, I feel like kids these days have a better way of kind of, it's kind of like they're more open and they're less like likely to, I don't know, the attitude that I see in younger kids is really different. Hello? Okay.
Internet interruption here for whatever reason. This is the thing about Florida. You get strange weather, rain comes in, you get solar flares, and next thing you know, you're interrupt. We've got internet interrupt us. So anyway, we're back together. So thank God for that. Sam, this next story about a woman that donates an electric bike to a stranger who walks 2 hours to work every day. Wow, what a gift, huh?
Yeah, that's right. So this is one of those stories where, and this is down in Texas, a woman saw Heath Nelson, and he used to ride his bike to work, and it broke down, and, you know, he just decides, I got to keep working, I'm going to make the journey on feet. So he's walking 2 hours each way. Well, when Rebecca Wint saw him, she saw him on the side of the road, and she said that she just felt like she had to get his information and learn his story. It was just like God stopped her and wanted her to head over there.
Right.
So she decides to go over there and talk to him, and she finds out what's going on. And she's like, you know, I'm just going to do what I can. I'm going to see if I can raise money and get him a new bike. And so she just goes on Facebook, you know, makes a post, and she shares, you know, her plan with her family and friends. And within about 2 hours, she had already raised $1,000. Well, the fund keeps going up. You know, she gets the bike, and she gets some accessories, and she decides, you know, I'm just going to give him the money that I have left over from raising this money, because they still had more.
Right.
She's going to give it all to him, and so she gives him not only an electric bike, which I'm sure is going to make his trip so much shorter and easier for him, but he's going to also be able to get some new dentures. With this money that she blessed him with, and all because she saw somebody walking, you know, a stranger walking on the side of the road, and she felt compelled to
and everybody joined in and participated in this blessing. Last story here, we've got about 20 seconds left. You got a thrift store employee finds $5,000 in his shirt, and somehow she was able to find the woman who lost it. Sam, tell us real quick how. Yeah, go ahead.
All of her dollars said money just kept falling out of this donated clothing. They find insurance information in there, call up the lady with the insurance, ask her some questions. She answers correctly and gets her $5,000 back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Are you a business?